take that up the butt. Bad boy. Take that up the butt. Take that up the butt. Take that up the butt. Bad boy. Take that up the butt. Take that up the butt. Take that up the butt. Yeah, won't stop now. Gay to the top now. Take that up the butt. Take that. Yeah, you can come all you want to. Just come all you want to. Boy, I wanna flaunt you. Boy, I wanna staunch you. I don't even know what staunch means, but I want you. Yeah, everywhere. Got broken ass everywhere. If it ain't about no butt, daddy just don't care. Take that up the butt. Take that up the butt.
Mira, este grafo es la crista, take that. El tornillo la paliza, take that. A los ríos tu tomía, clasa tía, le la mía, de la cría, hasta take that. En este mudo, que lado dudo, take that. Up your mother fucking culo, eso pele al vito, veía lo me hacía, hey, eta. Oh, you hit that? Take that. Ay, mira, que tu miedo, que su hielo, la yo, take that. I got people in on my car, in on my daddy,
and we won't stop. Take that up the butt. Won't stop now, straight to your ass now. Yeah, hey, yo, the boy ain't gay forever. I'm trying to be here cause we might as well get gay together. Better now than never, business before pleasure. Nah, it's always pleasure before business. All up in your business. Take that in your butt, yeah. Won't stop now, straight on my top now. Yeah, I'm hit it from the back just like that. Take that up the butt. Take that up the butt.
Wait, stop so fast.
Alright guys, well, welcome back to Little Priori Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Priori, and I'm joined by my co-host, Michael Little Priori. We had an episode that was going to come out this morning, and then all this Diddy stuff came out, and Michael was like, bro, we have to scrap that and talk about Diddy while the iron's hot. And I agree, we need the views. But yeah, welcome back to Little Priori Podcast. If you are in Chicago, Illinois on Thursday, I will be there at 8 p.m. 7:15 p.m. Sorry, that's a different show. 7:15 p.m. I will be at the Den Theater in Chicago, Illinois, Thursday, March 28th. Come out, hang out with your boy, Buffalo. I will be there April 9th, and I have a litany of other shows. I'll put a graphic up right now so you can see all the other shows that I'm going to be at. But yeah, if you're in Chicago on Thursday, come see me. Don't go see Bad Bunny. Fuck Bad Bunny. I shouldn't say that. I love Bad Bunny. I love Spanish music.
Puerto Ricans got to stick together.
Even
half Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, dude. I wish I spoke Spanish, man. I really did.
I know. It'd be so fucking hot.
It'd be so cool if we just both spoke Spanish. If only we had a mother who was fluent.
Yeah, but apparently she said that we were little assholes and we didn't pay attention.
I think it's both. I think she could have just spoke Spanish to us and we would have learned it.
Yeah. No, I think she tried, yeah, but she also just gave up, I think, because we were. She wasn't having it anymore.
Totally. All right.
But
so,
I feel like me speaking Spanish in a fake sense, the way everyone reacts to it makes me feel like I actually can sometimes. Like, no. I feel like a Spanish superstar.
To me, everything that came out of your mouth just now was Spanish.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I feel like a fucking Hispanic superstar.
You are a Hispanic superstar.
Supernova. If you know it, then you feel it like a supernova.
If you love it, then you feel it like a supernova.
Yo, play again real quick. Let me hit him with the supernova.
You want to do same beat?
Yeah, same beat. Let me hit him with the supernova.
same beat, or should I give you a Spanish beat?
No, give me that real quick. Yeah, Supernova.
Take that. Bad boy Spanish.
Yeah. Bad boy Spanish edition.
Bad boy, you know, Latino.
Wait, how do you say bad in Spanish?
I'm looking it up.
Yeah. Yo, Mual Nueva. Yo, Mual Mijo. Mual Ella.
Yeah.
Hey, Supernova, que le nombrova,
Chico Malo.
Supernova, es nuestra stray, pero nosotros Supernova, across the sky, el ganido que la mano se apuntará, tiene una mía en la mesa que ya será.
Toma,
Juma, le daría esa madayoma.
Toma,
es de Roma, el dolor de la Roma. Take that, smell your butt so I can feel the aroma.
Take that, Supernova.
Take that,
supernova.
Supernova. A supernova.
Es que tomero gira.
Amen.
My mama said.
This would be Big Pun. You ready, Big Pun?
Yeah.
Big Pun rapping in Spanish. Here we go.
Yeah.
I got the four pecans, got the love, got the miras, got the needles, got the needles on the kitties, told the miras. Got to know, bitch, nasty, got the nasty. Grab a demo, grab a nasty. Send it on the canita. Don't be the bonds in the mess, canita. Come on, either. The storm is the canita.
Shabbling, tabbling, cabbling, dang.
The party begins. Somebody bomb, but it's dancing. Don't grenade meet us. Don't. Supernova. Toma, supernova.
Ready? Spanish Kermit. You ready for this?
Yeah, Spanish Kermit.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Uh-huh.
Mira, con el toño se sin bueno. Que la mía que no haya su bueno. Canto, se mi anima en el cuello. Y mira, y me se me...
All right, you ready for Spanish Ernie?
Yeah, hit me. Go.
Okay, here we go.
Spanish Ernie.
Spanish Ernie from Sesame Street. Here we go.
Hit him.
Yeah, Rita. Don't be the messenger. Little Rita. Don't be the messenger. Oh, something on, Bert. Something meter. Something on, mom meter. It's me, mom manita. Constantly. Oh, muy bonita.
Get him.
Get him, Bert. Yeah. Hey, Bert.
Get him.
Take that.
Cuatro, cinco, seis.
Today's letter of the day is A.
Butthole rating.
A for anus.
Homeland Security.
All right, that was great.
That
was amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't do it like that.
Don't do him like that. Yeah, you ready?
Hulk
Hogan. Did I know you're hiding?
Yeah, girl, you know you can't find me. One, two, three, hide and seek, gon' find me.
Find me.
I'm in my secret lair where I do weird shit over there. No one's gonna see. I got the IRS and the feds after me.
Oh, damn.
They thought I took a plane. It was my side bitch. I'm in someone's aim. Let me get one more taste of
Antigua.
That butt before you lock me up. You know what it is?
Let me get one last taste.
What is it? Antigua?
Antigua.
That's where my plane is. Yeah, you know what we do. We in Antigua with it.
I'm flying on the private plane to a different spot. I made sure that it looks like my black cock.
Gotta take you home with me tonight. Gotta take you home, baby.
Go anywhere we want with a spot. I made sure my private plane looks like my cock. When I drive, yeah. When I fly yeah. to any yeah. other place, yeah.
All the levers on my plane look like dildos.
Dildos.
Yeah.
Today we putting the right people in jail.
Where do I go? What do I do? I can't live without man love.
Dude, fuck that guy.
Oh.
Fuck that guy.
Cupid.
Fuck that guy.
Here it comes. Oh, Hulk Hogan's on the track.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Get him on time, Hulk. Yeah. Get him, Hulkster.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, dude. I'm not in the dudes, but I feel like if I was in the mood, dude. I could kiss a dude.
Hell yeah, brother.
And slam him through the mat, dude. I could slam him through the mat, brother. I could slam him all over the mattress cover, get all under his pants. And I just want to be like, hey,
Take it easy, brother.
I want to be like, hey, easy, dude, brother. Don't pull my extensions, dude. I'm the Hulkster, brother. I got to be on top, but I could also be a power bottom.
Come on, brother.
Take it easy, dude.
About Morgan?
All right. Oh, yeah, yeah, Morgan. Yeah. Now, we need, hold up. Now we need Morgan. Nah,
Morgan likes that beat.
Yeah, what Morgan likes that beat. All right, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan. tell him what you would do with me, dude.
Okay, I got you. All right, brother.
One time, I was moving around on a place on a dime. That's right. Yeah. Diddy was moving around, fucking people in the aim. Crawling through his secret tunnel in his house, just like Andy Dufresne. Found his way out.
Do Tony, now Tony.
Hey, check it out. Listen. Fucking, it goes a little something like this. Over here, I had a nephew named Christopher.
He's a fanook, I'm serious.
But when we met fucking P. Diddy, we called him Pistopher. Because he was pissing on people. Every fucking way that he went, this guy was fucking crazy. Every day that he spent, he was fucking all girls all over the place. And they wasn't paying no rent. But they were, with their buttholes, baby. It goes like this.
Oh! Somebody, why are you talking
about? I got a fucking joke for you. You want to hear it?
Yeah, yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You answer the fucking door like that? Hey!
So ridiculous.
You answer the fucking door like that.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're entitled to shit.
You're entitled to shit.
Come. Dude, fucking genie. It's unbelievable.
We're fucking on one tonight.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great episode.
Take that.
Anyways, guys, welcome to the show. It's good to have everybody here.
Yeah.
Shout out to my host.
To my host.
Daniel Priori.
Yeah, man.
My king.
Oh, captain, my captain. What is P. Diddy in trouble for? They said sex trafficking, right?
Yeah.
What is sex trafficking? Is that when you like say, hey, this girl will have sex with you and it crosses a state line?
Yeah.
I think that's what that is.
That right? And Rico, but they're calling it the Freako.
The Freako. Yeah, I've also seen going around is No Diddy is replacing No Homo.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're two different things, though.
Are they?
I mean, I think so. It's like because he's done so many different things. It's like it shouldn't be like categorized to one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when Cuomo did stuff, people were saying No Cuomo.
No Cuomo. I've said No Cuomo many times,
but it didn't stick. And I'm sure the Diddy one won't stick either. But
I think we started No Cuomo.
I mean, we definitely said it first. I remember saying it, and then I saw people saying it online, so I was like.
If you wanted to grab a girl's tit, you would say No Cuomo.
Right. Well, here's the thing with the internet. Like, we were making fun. Me and Danny did his take. He did his tweet. I forgot the take that tweet.
Yeah,
like,
take that.
Take all the
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The FBI going into the house saying take that.
And then I did the tweet about, and not even like to sound like self-absorbed, but it was just like, I thought it was a great tweet. I thought the tweet about, Diddy's going to be going through a secret tunnel made out of someone's butthole.
Yeah. Yo, as soon as I saw your tweet about that, I thought of that clip of Skeletor running away like,
Yeah. When he's
when he runs away.
So like, that's what I, you know, but then you see someone else and someone was like, he's finding a secret tunnel. Cause it's not like hard shit to think about, but you know, you see it online the next day and you're like, oh, someone said No Cuomo when we said it.
Yeah.
Know?
I think we started No Cuomo. I'm going to stand on that we started No Cuomo. Right. When it came to touching a woman with, out permission.
And if you guys know me and Danny, like we love satiring everything and anybody. Like that's the big South Park influence.
We don't take
anybody or anything fucking serious.
No.
So it's like
if Diddy's a fruit boot, like be a fruit boot. Go for it. Be the you know, like
No one cares.
Nobody cares. I think the thing is
but don't the problem was is that he was where I say it's different is because he was sexually harassing people and assaulting people.
That's what I'm saying.
He was forcing himself without permission.
It breaks the gay barrier.
Yeah,
it's not just gay.
Yeah, you're going into like offensive shit.
Yeah. I like how you said offensive. Like he was
playing a game.
He was playing gay basketball
on the lacquered wood.
Yeah.
What do you call basketball on the floor?
On the hardwood. On the floor too. They say on the floor.
Diddy and Hardwood though. I don't know.
Diddy and Hardwood's probably not going to go the right way. Well, that's Harlem. That's Harlem.
That's Harlem.
Stand up, Harlem.
He's from Mount Vernon.
He's from Mount Vernon, but he claims Harlem.
What do they call Mount Vernon? Hurting Vernon or something?
Money earning Mount Vernon.
Oh yeah, money earning Mount Vernon. Because he says that in a song.
Yeah, remember probably. That?
And
probably.
one of the Biggie tracks, he goes, "Money earning Mount Vernon."
Dude, what would you do if the police raided your house?
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I'd be scared shitless because like, I think because you don't know what's happening at first.
Well, in your community they call it swatting, but it's not the FBI. It's just
on Twitch. Yeah. I mean, I would be scared as fuck.
Let me ask you a question: have they ever killed someone by accident swatting?
Probably. I don't know. I don't know off the bat. I don't think so. I don't think anyone's ever died.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But it's scary because nothing bad happens. You're not doing anything bad. So when someone comes through the fucking door, you think it's someone trying to kill you.
You know what's so... Yes, that's scary. That's scary in itself.
And what do you do if you have a gun and then you don't know and then you shoot, then they fucking kill you right there.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to die like that. Like, imagine you're just streaming, like, talking about, like, the first thing that comes to your head... fucking kittens, and then all of a sudden it's like, get on the fucking floor now.
Yeah, it's just like,
get on the ground now.
Some scary fucking shit. Yeah.
And you die. That's like, I wouldn't want that to happen to me.
No one's died yet from it, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it does. Maybe someone did and I just don't remember this. Maybe like some kid who wasn't popular.
If only I had a device.
It never happened to like scumbag popular streamers.
Has any streamer
ever been killed from swatting?
Ever been clapped? Ever been clapped by swatting? Let's see. I guarantee you somebody's died from swatting. Yeah, swatting leads to man's death.
Oh, so someone did get shot.
Yeah, 2017 Wichita swatting. During an online dispute between Casey Viner and Shane Gaskill. Do you know these people?
No.
Viner threatened to have Gaskill swatted. Gaskill responded by giving him a false address for his residence. Once that was occupied by an uninvolved person, Andrew Finch. Viner then asked Tyler Barris to make the required fraudulent call to initiate the swatting. Wichita police responded to the address, and as Finch was exiting his house, police officer Justin Rapp fatally shot him.
Jesus Christ.
So it was a different... He gave him a fake address. They went to the fake address and killed that guy.
Damn. But they killed some guy that wasn't even involved, like just at home?
No, he was a 25-year-old homeless man, which doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
But on the flip side, he did have a criminal record, including domestic violence.
Oh, shit.
So, you know.
What?
Maybe, you know, the divine intervention, maybe.
Right, and it's not exactly like... You're not really going
to
feel bad.
He also used to make false bomb threats. I'm not saying that this is cool that he got swatted.
We're not going to say that it's
nobody
cool that
should
he got shot and killed. But, I mean, like, wasn't an angel.
Yeah, it wasn't like a priest coming home and being like, oh, wasn't hello, officers, and they shot him in the face.
Was not the sweetest guy, no.
Yeah, you know, you think Jesus is coming back?
I don't know. I thought about this earlier. I'm like... Whenever shit happens, there's always that one person that goes, "World's going to shit, man."
Yeah,
it's been going to shit for like forever.
And then also, it's like, remember the good old days in the '60s? I was like, yeah, when everyone was racist.
Yeah, remember like the good old days when like a fucking German dictator like massacred tons of Jewish people?
No, that was when we were a real country.
I mean, that's scarier than anything. That's like, I mean, scary shit happens. Like World Trade Center was like, you know, at that point, everyone was like, "Oh my god, it's over, everything's done."
Yeah,
but you know. I don't know. Now,
Corona?
Here's the thing. The Diddy thing happened, and then some fucking ship, some cargo ship or something, drove in, fucking, what's the word? Swam into?
Swam? Fucking, what does a boat do? It drives. You drive a boat.
It drove into a bridge in Baltimore, and it killed 20 people. The bridge collapsed immediately. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, same during the Diddy stuff. And then someone wrote on Twitter, and then forget it. Someone was like, "If you look closely, you'll see three bombs." Like, bro, we're just picking random Brit. Like, someone was like relating. Someone
made see if there was like an Ecuadorian dictator or something.
Yeah,
on there.
Someone made a tweet. If I see one tweet connecting Diddy to the bridge thing in Baltimore, I'm blocking you.
Yeah,
because there's weirdos like that. That and now everyone's doing. Do you see the Nickelodeon logo thing?
Yes.
Now, I get it. You guys are fucking bored and all that, but literally the guy has to turn the image and distort it to make it look like the island.
Yeah, how about it being a foot, though?
Nickelodeon.
The foot thing is blatantly weird.
That's blatantly weird. Like, that's all you need. You don't need to make up this hodgepodge about it looking like Epstein Island.
Yeah, then everyone's like connecting the dots, like fucking Epstein was like the fourth cousin of like Dan Schneider's like younger brother who had a dog. And you're just like, oh, like, you guys are working so overtime for these crazy things that we already know that they're pedos. Like, we're not finding out, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, people in Hollywood are pedos? What a surprise. And sexual deviants?
Right. And I think their thing is like, well, they're leaving clues for us. And it's just like, you know, so you're going to spend the next, like, what, of, like, your life, like, looking for pedo clues?
Yeah. It's almost like when that girl disappeared in that elevator in that hotel and people thought, like, a ghost got her.
Yeah, and then they found out she had, like, a mental
disorder. Yeah, she had, like, mental health issues, and she just climbed into a fucking water tower.
Yeah, and, like, I think they saw, like, her brain, like, her activity, or whatever the hell it was. Like, she had a lot of shit going on. Yeah, but dude, I'm not saying you can't have conspiracy theories. Like, I get it, but, like, some people, I don't know. I feel like you guys are lacking, like, you should get some sleep or something.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's... That stuff was such a stretch. Like, it looked... like, I get what they were saying, but, like, how do you even... People were connecting the island to that. And it's just because it's a little bit... Like, yeah, okay, it looks, but it's a splat. Bro, if I spit on the ground and jiggle it a little bit, it'll look like Epstein Island.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've, like, taken, a lot of stuff, I've taken nine shits today that look like Epstein Island. You know what I'm saying?
It's an island. It's randomly geographically shaped, like, throughout weathering and shit. Like, it's just a splat. I get where, like, I think we should all just be on the same side, the fact that these guys were creeps, 100%, and fuck Dan Schneider and fuck all those guys. But you gotta see, they're, like, turning the logo of the image, and, like, I'll even bite a little bit, and I'll say, yeah, a little bit, but the guy, like, moved it to, like, and it still, even when he was, like, you could tell he wanted to change it more, but he couldn't, because it would have just looked like he formed it to just look like the island.
Yeah.
And I know that there's people that are like, you know, I get it. There's people out there like, it's not that it's impossible. It's just, it's such a fucking stretch.
Yeah.
That's all.
Stretch.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about stretch, and I was going to say a reach, and that's bad too.
Well, I saw what you said. You said on fucking whatchamacallits, on your stream, you were like, what's everyone's, like, least favorite word?
Yeah.
And you got upset because so many people said moist.
Yeah.
Why'd you get so upset that so many people said moist?
Because that's the same thing as everyone saying Michael Jordan for basketball. Like, everyone says moist.
All right. So what's your least favorite word? Besides moist. Can't say moist.
My least favorite. Well, I wouldn't, because I don't want to join. I don't want to be like everybody else. My least favorite word, probably like squelch.
Squelch is a shitty fucking word.
That word sucks.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I kind of. I think squelch is like a reaction. Siri,
what does squelch mean? Squelch means, oh my god, make a soft sucking sound such as that made by walking heavily through mud.
Yes.
What is that?
Squelching. Yeah. Like, wait. Try again. Do it again. Do I wait? Hear this. Hear the word in your head, and then do it. That was really good. Yeah, that was sick. All right, I'll try one more. Yours is really good, though. All right. Wait, no, I got this.
Yeah, that's squelch. That was a real squelch, dude. You have a better squelch than me.
Nah, yours was really good because you added the word in, adding the word in, and going squelch.
Yeah, it's just weird how, like, bang. It's like, oh, like, he banged on the door.
Yeah.
Like, someone heard that enough and was like, hey, stop banging.
Bang. Yeah, like, someone made the sound with their mouth.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
They're like, bang.
Bang.
But wait, what comes first? Like,
the chicken or the egg, kind of. The word or the sound? The word,
yeah.
Damn.
I think the sound. I think you figured.
Yeah, I think the sound, because people have to
say like,
that. What recently. Is he doing? I don't know. There's a...
Squelching.
It sounds like bang. Someone at some point was like, hey... Sounds like bang.
Yeah, we found out our words through the same way, like, the old Adam West Batmans were made.
Yes. You know
Snitch.
What? We don't have an ad on the show, but grab me that box right over there. We don't have any ads today, but we're going to do one.
Yeah, let's
do it. We're going to do one anyway.
Yeah, let's do one.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh, fuck me, dude.
Oh, man.
It's an $800,000 microphone.
Sorry.
Yeah, we have an ad from a close.
Yeah, we don't have a real ad because I don't want to get in trouble with the ads. But we have a special gift that was sent to us, to Michael and I, by a very special person. Mike's just opening the box right now. Yeah, just do that. This, see, it's moments like this that I'm like, why don't I own a pocket knife?
Yeah, but I just did this with a fucking... It's going like these right now, do I really need one? Because I just did it with a fucking fan plug.
I know. Isn't that so weird how, like, Amazon boxes are, like... That tape is, like, the worst tape of all time. Like, anyone could just go in and get your fucking package.
Yeah, amen.
All right, here we go. Okay, so... Our good friend, Casey Fry... As you guys know, internet legend Casey Fry started a wine company, and he sent Michael and I some bottles of vino, and this is one I'm going to open right now. This is Organic Red Fry. Is it Fry Farms?
Fry Vineyards.
You can get it pretty much... anywhere where they sell, like, natural, no added sulfate wine. Yeah. So this is, thank you so much. This one is the red one. He sent me three. He sent you the same three, Mike?
Yep.
He sent me that. He sent me the red. This one's called Biodynamic. This is a Chardonnay. Yeah, that's what it is. Biodynamic. God, we're fucking stupid. And he also sent me... God, I love Casey so much. A Cabernet Sauvignon. So, yeah, go out there. Check out Casey Fry at Casey Fry on Instagram. And buy some of his wine, dude. Buy some of his wine.
There it is. There's a little bit.
There it is. A little bit of some Fry Vineyards.
Yep, and this will probably be the only sip I take ever.
Well, that's okay. You're not a big wine guy, right?
Mm-mm. That's good. The dark is really good. Yeah, or the Sauvignon Cabernet.
Let me see that. You know, on the other side, they consider wine food.
They consider wine food. How's that?
It's nice.
Wine people are wine testers are some of the funniest people because they just have like all these weird things that they do.
Oh, they do this, like, one where they go.
Where they're suck. Yeah,
I've been to a wine tasting with a sommelier, and they sip the wine. And here, I'll show you what they do. They go over here. Yeah, they do that. They go,
oxidize it. Oh shit.
And they'll be like, oh, yeah, see that? Don't you get that fucking nut? Don't you get the nuts in there? Yeah, I'm like, no, like, dude, I don't get, like, any of that shit.
There's like an Alpine McTwist ant leg. There's like ants. This went through an ant field.
Look at the tracks. You see the tracks? You
see the tracking of it?
It's
got legs.
It's got legs.
It's got some legs.
But yeah, man, go check out the wine, man. Casey, thank you so much for sending us.
Thank you, Casey.
Sending Michael bottles, me bottles. I can't believe it. But yeah, I'm going to find something. What is it? I'm going to pair it with a nice Chianti. Chianti. I'm having an old friend over for dinner.
But I don't know.
What were we talking about?
Diddy stuff.
Oh, Diddy stuff. Yeah. But
for the Diddy stuff, I mean, I just.
Do you think he's going to go to jail? You think Diddy goes to jail for whatever it is they found in the house? Because they did leave with a box of evidence, and it was probably just all dildos.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, shouldn't this guy, like, been in trouble, like, a long time ago? Like, isn't this, like, all, like, too late, I feel?
It's so crazy, like, how his ex-bodyguard came out, and they were like, oh, this dude's just fucking lying. And then, like, all of it turned out to be true.
Yeah. Everyone predicted stuff, too. Like,
fuck Diddy.
The death row bodyguard, that dude predicted shit and it happened. Oh, and then there was that, you know that woman Sloane Bella? Have you been seeing her on Twitter?
Yes.
She's a medium who basically, I think, said that she talked to Kim Porter.
Yeah.
Who is Puffy's...
ex-wife who passed away.
But was about to, like, release a book and all that stuff, right? I believe, yeah. Like, that someone said that she was about to release a book. I don't know. Apparently, the timing was weird there. I don't remember hearing about weird timing, but she was talking about, like, Bieber, and no hatred. Like, a lot of the stuff with the constellations and all that, like, astrologer people or mediums, like, some of it I hear and I go, okay, if that's a trick, that's a fire trick.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because sometimes they're like, really good at being fake people.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, you have like a third nipple in your butthole. And you're like, how the fuck do you know that? And they're like, your grandpa just told me. Your grandpa Sammy. And you're like, but his real name's Carl, but you guys call him Sammy. And they're like, oh, God.
What the fuck?
Like, I'm seeing an S, like an S.
Like a Sam.
But she said this about Bieber. She said this about Bieber because there's other people.
I'm seeing a Sam, Sammy.
So she guessed everything right. She said it was going to, he was going to go down in March around Easter. And then she started talking about Justin Bieber and said this.
Bieber, okay, so he's a Libra moon, 29, 2 second degree Scorpio rising. Oh, my God. Okay, Pluto lives in his 12th house, conjuncting the ascendant.
Okay, everything she just said sounded like a Tony Hawk trick skate.
Yeah, like, right? I was like, damn, dude, that dude just pulled off a crazy combo.
Yeah, thing. That sounded like a Tony Hawk skate trick.
Yeah, the set, like,
he's a 23-axis pull incline Pluto twist.
Yeah, into a Raleigh dark slide.
But she nailed it, bro. Like, she, like, I'm that's almost, scary. I'm scared of her. But, like, in a, like, I want to watch more of her shit. But the thing is I know some people are like, I don't believe that shit. And that's fine, too, because I'm a skeptic as well. But she nailed it.
I know.
And she said, like, because what's the deal with Bieber? I know Bieber was with him, but, like, what does Bieber know? So like, did Diddy, he say something in the past about Diddy?
No, so Diddy used to have these things called, like, Diddy Camp. Where, like, yes. young stars like Usher and shit, like, would go, like, live at his house for a month.
Right.
And they would just see, like, over-sexualized things.
Like, right in front of them.
Like, right in front of them. Like, Diddy would, like, come out of his room and, like, get, like, blowjobs in front of them and shit. Like, this is what the...
When they were minors.
Yeah, this is what the bodyguard said. So, like, who knows, bro? And then, like, there's that video of him with, like, Fabulous being like, yo, when you gonna come party with me?
Yeah, yeah, how come? And then Fabulous looks, like, scared.
And Jadakiss is just looking down at the floor, like, super uncomfortable.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. Like, I know half of these artists, you have to realize, I would think also, they don't want any problems with him. They just want their money.
Yeah, because and I think he was the very Locks powerful.
Just, yeah,
now they, I think now he's going to be less.
Yeah, and I think once people get their money, they're like, whatever he does, I've heard things or whatever. Because watching Mace on... It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Has been interesting, like, because they still keep it quiet. You know what I mean? Like,
well, even Cam said it, too. He's like, yo, I came to your house one time, and there was a dildo right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, no homo. I came in, and he was like, yeah. And then Mace was like, that's homeboys.
Yeah, like.
So, like, Mace probably knows mad shit, too.
I think a lot of people do. I think a lot of people are friends with him and know shit gets wild. But in this climate... First off, even if you do something that's like I'm not even gonna say not that bad, but if you do something that's it's still fucking pretty bad, but it's
minor sus, like minorly sus,
yeah, like you'll get taken through the fucking gauntlet. Like,
yeah,
he's dude. Fucked.
Yeah,
he's absolutely fucked.
His career,
Aubrey, what's her name? Aubrey O'Day. Who was that?
Yeah, Danity Kane.
Danity Kane.
Shit,
dude. He's been getting the thing is I feel like people have been saying shit about him and nothing's happened
for decades.
Exhibit
like 20 years ago said like
yeah the party yeah, yeah, yeah dude, I remember he
just
that.
Went around there was like dudes like making out and fucking
yeah but who gives a fuck if dude like I don't care about any of that shit I'm talking about like
the sexual deviance
yeah like the weird like forcing dudes to do shit and forcing people that aren't gay to do gay things or forcing young girls to do, like to do shit that they're 16 years old and
yeah.
that like you know what I mean like. Or forcing anybody, it doesn't matter if you're gay or not, forcing anybody to do sexual shit. And, like, we've been talking about this for mad long. Not us, but, like, we see it, and I feel like, let me ask you this, because I feel like you'll have such a good answer for this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the music blinds us from shit a lot of the time?
Of course it does. You know what I mean? Like, Beat It's one of my favorite songs of all time, you know? And I feel like Michael Jackson... you know, though he was never convicted of anything, always had the stain of child abuse.
Right.
Trying to, like, not get us demonetized.
Right.
And, you know, does that linger in my mind at times when I listen to his music? I would say 95% of the time it does.
Yeah.
And the only thing that leaves me capable of listening to his music is that he was like never convicted.
Yeah, and also but, no one really came forward about that. That was like these were all random people.
Yeah, except like, for like no one finding that, Neverland, but then they found out that they were lying about it. Apparently,
right? Yeah, they're like they it, like the like some of the kids that grew up came through and said that their parents made them say that, and then no real yeah. celebrities ever said anything bad about Michael Jackson.
I feel like every real celebrity that ever knew him was like he was the man.
Right now, does that mean that he didn't do anything? No, of course not. But my thing is like none of us really know with that situation, and like
then R. Kelly, this, we have video of him peeing on a dude, child.
He literally. Is before I don't know what I forgot what it is. Yeah, because you know demonetized stuff. But
yeah,
there's a video of him doing shit, and yes. everyone let it go for like another 10 years.
Yeah, dude. And then he made a song about it.
And then he made a song about it, like
Jigga Kelly, not guilty.
Yeah, and then like
tried to charge me, but I'm not
and,
guilty.
And I'm gonna be on. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys and everybody listening. As a kid, because what year did fucking Not Guilty come out? When did that? Like, when did Best of Both Worlds come out?
Like 2005.
Dude, we were kids. So like we're not trying to hear about like weird shit. We just want to listen to the music.
Well, I look at it like this though too, right? So like people ride for Michael Jackson, still listen to his music. Even though he had the allegations, beat the allegations.
Right.
O.J. Simpson, on the other hand, I think everyone unanimously thinks he killed her.
Yeah, straight up did that shit.
Yeah, he did that. Ron Gold, all those guys.
He did that shit.
He did that shit.
And the craziest people to me are those people, like, sociopathic. Like, they can still walk the earth.
Yeah.
And don't, and it was something... For them, it's something that happened in the past, and it was never, it didn't, or you convince yourself so badly that it didn't happen,
yeah,
that you're not guilty.
I'm just praying for the day, like, where he's on his deathbed, and he's just like, I did that shit.
Yeah, and then everyone can, because there's still so much, like, also, that was so racially dividing when that happened, it was insane.
Yeah, I mean, just videos alone, like, Black America was like, yeah, like he's not going to prison. Every like white person that they showed reacted to him and was like, oh my God.
Yeah, right. It like no. It and then him and then just like how Johnny Cochran, and you know, like everyone that was his lawyer is like dead now.
I know, they're all dead.
Not and I'm not making I don't wanna I know I just talking about the Nickelodeon thing, but like that's weird though.
Yeah, people dying can be strange.
It's definitely weird. Yeah.
There could be some ties to death that is odd.
Right. And that's
I get that.
And that's where I'm like let's use another example. This Boeing 747 shit with all the planes and the guy mm-hmm. who's the whistleblower and now he's just found dead in his car that he killed a self-inflicted wound, but like he still had like the way the gun was placed looked weird and everything. And no one gives a shit.
I think the biggest one too
besides conspiracy people.
Is like JFK we'll never really know why JFK was murdered.
Right.
That's one where I see people are always still prodding and trying to figure out,
right.
Like, even if there was multiple shooters, one shooter, whatever, like, I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. But what I'm saying is nobody knows why they killed him.
Yeah. It's like,
and then the guy that kills him gets shot.
Yeah. I don't know. It's anything that you hear now at this point, when I saw the Diddy thing, I was just like, oh shit. But that shouldn't have been my reaction. It should have been like, I mean, my reaction is my reaction, but I feel like I should have been more like, oh, well, finally.
Well,
you
know what yeah. I mean? Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we've all, how long have you been like, yo, Diddy's done so? We were saying Forever. Diddy killed Tupac like in 99.
Yeah. And now they were saying that Puffy was the one that was responsible for like Biggie dying too. That's like another conspiracy.
Wait, you think so?
Yeah, because he was going to leave Bad Boy.
I think he would have did it before Suge Knight did. I know Suge Knight is an asshole too, but I feel like Diddy's more of like a little weasel.
Yeah.
Like yeah, Suge Knight is like a big idiot who was definitely doing stuff. But like,
you want to know what my biggest thing I ever wanted to do in life, and I'm so happy that I never did it.
What's that?
Was go to an all-white Diddy party.
Oh, you almost got
that,
to.
That was one of my life goals.
Oh, because you just wanted to be like.
And Jared was going to make it happen one time.
Oh, you guys are about to almost get. Was this through?
Yeah, through
working.
Through work, he like knew people that were like that. Obviously, like know Diddy. I mean, he's taking care of Diddy a ton.
Yeah.
At the restaurant.
Yeah.
But he was like, "Yo, if you really want to go, like, I can make it happen." And it just like didn't end. I was like, "Nah," like I didn't have like the money to facilitate it and like make it happen, but it could have happened. Very happy that I never attended one of those because I know there would just be a picture of me like with Diddy, like.
Dude, even the aura of around the word like Diddy Party is weird. Around the words Diddy Party,
I'm going to a Diddy Party.
Like when you think that, there's a part of you that goes, "Wow, that's going to be like you think a lot of things. You think like, okay, like black excellence.
Yes.
You think hip hop legends everywhere.
Yes.
Superstars everywhere.
Actors.
A connection you can make.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, we don't think about the people who aren't famous that these people bring in, and then they fucking, like, they meet them at the party, and they find out that they have a talent.
And then they keep them there till 5 o'clock in the morning and, like, do stuff to their butts.
That Cuba Gooding Jr. picture is mad weird.
Yeah.
Of him with, what's the guy's name? Something Rod?
Yeah, that's a weird pick. Cuba Gooding Jr., I feel like, has, like, a ton of weird picks.
Yeah, also, is he, like, what's up with him? What's wrong with him?
I think he's just an alcoholic, probably.
Yeah, he is, right? I think he's just got some alcoholic stuff going on. Or, obviously, there's other shit going on.
Well, the other thing, too, is,
he's been weird for a long time.
So, like, I'm friendly with Cassie's husband, Alex.
Right.
Like, I've known him for a while. Like, you know, we've talked a lot. Nothing like about this or anything. Right, but like when he commented that Diddy like was a fruit booty.
Yeah.
Like on his thing, I was like, you know what? As soon as I saw that, I was like, there's something coming here. Like for him to
randomly do it?
Yeah. To like randomly do it. And I was like, you know what? There's something coming here. I'm not gonna pry. I mean, then the entire thing with Cassie came out.
Isn't it interesting how everyone's and Cat Williams predicted it too.
Yeah.
He was another one who said it's all going to happen in 2024, which is so weird. When you go back and watch, you're like, why is Cat Williams like so?
Yeah, he needs to be protected at all costs.
Like
now.
He was so clairvoyant how he said it. He goes, it's all happening.
Yeah. He's like
in 2024.
He's like Nostradamus of our time.
He's like, it's happening. He said it. He said it to on Club Shays.
My favorite line from that is, he was like, "I can't understand like your like unblinded allegiance to losers."
Yeah, that shit is hilarious.
That shit is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, there's not a lot of details out like about the Diddy stuff, but. No, Netflix is just rubbing their fucking nub.
Oh, yeah, they're so, like,
oh, my God, they're playing with that fucking digital clit right now.
This is why I've said it a million times that 50 Cent has to be either the luckiest or smartest investor in hip-hop ever.
He is the greatest.
First, it was Vitamin Water, even though his agent helped him with Vitamin Water.
Still.
He didn't know. Still lucky.
Yeah.
Then he said, fuck this, I'm doing... what's the name of the show?
Power.
Then he said, I'm doing Power on Stars.
Yeah.
Crushed it with that.
I think they do BMF now, too.
Yeah, BMF. And then, like, obviously a few shows go bad, but it doesn't matter. He still did well off that. Then he did... What's that? Every time he shits on someone, then he hashtags his that liquor.
Oh, like, his fucking... Like Bronyak or some shit.
Right, doesn't do well. Which doesn't do as well as like Ciroc did and all that.
Yeah.
But that's clearly like you saw him getting because he's always had that weird beef with Diddy. Because he probably knew like Diddy was weird. Like
he'll say the most like fucking gangster shit. He's like, yo, if I catch you in the club, I'm going to smack the shit out of you, you fucking bitch. Drink fucking Bronyak.
Right. And he's very overt. Like he'll just say what's on his mind. And it's him on his Instagram.
Yeah.
And now he goes, we're doing this documentary before this shit happened. And it started to make me think, like, I don't think he...
He knows.
Yeah, but do you think he dropped a... Do you think he did a dime or no?
Yeah, probably.
Do you think it's possible he did a dime? I'm sure,
because he always... He's called Diddy gay in person, live on radio, like, stations for years.
Yeah, he's been like...
He's called Diddy gay for decades.
He's been getting at him for a long ass time.
Yeah, because Diddy came up to him and was like, yo, let me take you shopping.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? So that like was where it started. So he's always been on the Diddy is sus train.
Always. Yeah. But like it's funny. Like I saw someone like, wait till you hear about all this other stuff, like Kanye and his wife. Kanye like helped a girl who was like being sexually harassed at like a party.
Yeah.
And like told those. I don't think Kanye's one of those dudes.
I don't think he is.
I think he's too like into himself. Weirdo. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's an artsy weirdo. Yeah. I haven't, you know, time will tell what that situation with his wife, But like
celebrities be partying. Let's get that right.
These aren't normal people, bro. So it's going to be hard for us to initially understand. Not saying that what they're doing is right all the time. Obviously it's not. But what I'm saying is I could never understand having to worry so much about what clothes I'm wearing when I go outside.
Yeah, it's such a weird smallest things that become so stressful.
Like, I am the perfect level of famous, I think. I'm pseudo famous. I don't even consider myself famous. Well,
you're making a living off of it. That's all I need. You're not homeless.
Yeah, that's all I need. You know? That's all I need. So I want to pivot to something that I feel that we've never talked about on the show, and we should have talked about on the show. It's a pretty serious topic. So, you know, if you're squeamish, you might want to turn it off. What do you think are your favorite white songs of all time?
Favorite white songs?
Like, what's a white song that you just love?
Probably Celine Dion's, God damn it. What the hell? Not Titanic.
The baby,
when you hold me like this, and you touch me like that, something else to believe that it's all coming back to me now. Probably her or that Michael Bolton, tell me how you going on the same number, baby.
Oh, no, you mean that.
Oh, no, not that.
Tell me how am I supposed to live without you?
Yeah, that song.
See, I will.
He's wearing the football fucking shoulder pads and that underneath that, like, tuxedo.
Baby, I've been loving you so long.
Yeah, probably that. Like, those songs. Like, even that, though.
How am I supposed to carry on?
But those shits bang, though.
Yeah, but I will disagree with you on both songs because they could both be confused for black people.
Celine Dion and them? Yeah, because there's like a lot.
Do you want to know what, like, I'm thinking? Like, more along the lines
like
of?
Like Fruit Salad?
I'm thinking, like, you know, that's a great song. But I think that's all-inclusive because there's so many fruits,
yeah,
so many colors.
That's a white-ass song.
That's a white-ass song. Huge song. But, like, I'm thinking, like, more along the lines of, like, I got your picture. I'm coming with you. You're Maria. Count me in.
So, like, emo songs. Like, really, really, really emo songs. Yeah, those are, like... I mean, I don't know. I don't know that genre that well.
So, like, I'll keep going. I'm just going to
maybe like Papa Roach, I guess.
Papa Roach. That's a great
one. So, you mean like whiny white teen songs?
Yeah, white teen songs. But, you know,
it's. White songs is so broad.
Remember, Headstrong will take you on.
Yeah. Is that? That's not Papa Roach. Who is that?
That's Trapped. With a T.
Yeah, with a T.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Did you never said? I took the Benjamin's thunders in my head. See you later.
What about like what about
like The Killers is white. Like, I did my best to notice when the calls came down the line up to the platform of surrender.
Yeah, that is. Or Bon Iver is super white.
Yeah, it's Bon Iver, but it's fine. Yeah. I knew you're not that white.
That's super white. Yeah, I'm not.
Come
I can't.
On, Skinny Love.
I only know like Restacks and like Skinny Love. That's it. Oh, God, is the music beautifully made? Of course it is. It's absolutely great, but not my jams.
You know what's one of my other favorite
white songs? That song makes me want to like go into like the woods and like make a fire out of like fucking fresh wood shavings and like
that song
fucking stick.
Any Bon Iver song just makes you want to call like every ex you've ever had and just apologize for like nothing.
Yeah, that's why he sucks.
No,
he's good. Man, dude. No, it's good. It is good.
I would say another one of my favorites is the Blink-182 song, but it's not like all the small things. It was off No Pants and Jacket. I love that album. But it was like, I got a call, I just can't wait. Going out on our very first date. Do you mind if I hold your hand? I got nothing to never want to plan. Skinning it, unscathed in it, can't wait. Getting it, this one's almost never. Skinning it, honest, this is a mistake. This one lasts forever, forever, forever. Let's make it last forever. That song is a fucking
that shit is fire
banger, dude. Yeah. It starts so hard, it's like
Wait, what's so the song that's like? Dude, I'm so bad at these lyrics because I don't know a lot of these songs.
No, that's fine.
But like, coming to the place, my name was El Nino. Is that like some
coming 41? To the party like my name was El Nino. Nino? We were hanging out, sipping out the back El Camino.
Some 41. Is that fucking some 41?
Yeah, Fat Lip.
So, is that time I'm gonna chill and then you look like my high school?
Doing a bit to bed, doing a bit to bed. I'm sick of being told at my age. I don't wanna waste my time. Become another tragedy. Society right now. Fall in line. Becoming another victim of the conformity.
Right now.
Waste my time. Oh, yeah.
I'm so bad at knowing these. I'm like, right now. I'm trying to get the right now part out. Right now.
Right now. Bam. That's a great
Okay. No, I lied. My favorite of all time was I went to my best friend Jimmy's house. Well, you know Jimmy, but I'm telling them now. I went to my best friend Jimmy's house, and he's like, yo, did you hear like this new song? It's like, it's not, because we weren't listening to hip-hop. We were only listening to hip-hop mostly at this point. And he goes, I don't know, man. It's kind of like catchy and stuff. And he puts it on, and all, and then you just hear fucking, we're going down, down in an early around.
Best.
Sugar. And I didn't know what the fuck they were saying for the longest time. I didn't know the lyrics. Because the way that they sing the song is so fun. It's like, shivel, I'm flippin', I'm jibbin'.
Yeah.
So I never knew the lyrics to Fall Out Boy.
Sugar, but going down, no, swinging.
I'll be your number one with a bullet.
Yeah, randomly, I'll just be walking around. Lying the grass next to the mausoleum. I'm just a notch on your peppers.
You're just a lawn in a song. Which is a fire diss. Which is a fire diss.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm just a notch. It's like tit for tat.
It's tit for tat. Like, I came, like, I'm good.
Yeah, but you're like, you're just a line in the song. That's it.
You know, because like people are always like, oh, like, yeah, I miss you by Blink. I'm like, yeah, but I want deeper cuts. You
that's
know what
a
I'm
fired lyric though, because that's like Jay-Z's, like, you made it a hot chorus, I made it a hot song.
Yeah, you made it a hot line, I made it a hot song.
You made it a hot line, I made it a hot song.
Yeah.
We're which is
to brush you up on all.
Oh, we got to talk about this too, by the way. We got to talk about Kenny fucking goddamn fucking QG. It's fucking Karate Ken going in.
Oh, yeah. We're going to save that for the end.
Fucking Drake.
We're going to save that for the end because I have a whole spiel about it, but I still have like three white songs that have to get out of me.
Yeah, let's do it. And then I actually have a great question for you too.
Okay.
And and we're going to need our phones for the question, okay?
Yes. Right, another one too is fucking
it's getting a little too white in here though.
I woke up in a car.
Nice.
You know that one? I woke up in a car.
No.
Whoa. You gotta do woke up in a car.
You gotta like do like the chorus, and I'm always like, oh yeah, that shit.
Oh, to Mississippi on her knees. You don't know that one?
No, who is that?
So here I am. Dashboard Confessional, dude?
I know Dashboard Confessional. I don't know that song, though.
Never cut yourself a dashboard?
No.
No?
No, I was cutting fucking... I was cutting...
So here I am.
Dude, I was cutting up blunts and listening to fucking Wu-Tang.
Yeah, you were just like, kill a motherfucker.
And yeah, I was like, Blades, kid, and you were like, kill myself.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to kill myself, I think. Yeah. You guys are killing other people. I'm listening to Kill Myself.
Maybe. No, I was very, as you could tell, I was very late to emo music.
Yeah, but I know one that you probably love.
Hit me with it. What is it?
God, carry on, we'll carry on. Step down me, man. If ever this will carry on. Step up there, a sentiment, a sentiment.
When I was a young boy, my father, he took me into the city, the village,
to see a marching band.
He said, Travis, when you grow old.
Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot how it goes. MCR is fire, though.
MCR, My Chem Rom.
My Chem Romskins.
My Chem Rom.
My Chem Rom is fucking
you're listening
great.
To My Chem Rom?
You're my listening Chem to Rom? My Chem Rom on 103, the EMAB.
There were like other ones, though, like Ocean Avenue, Yellow Card. Up beneath the Ocean Avenue.
Dude, you knew so. Who put you on all this shit?
Fucking. Honestly, like video games. What was that song?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Dude, that's a fire.
You know what
statement.
Song you loved? You love that song by Cartel. And if you're lonely, you know I'm here waiting for you.
No, that's fucking
it's
Franz.
Just across the air. Is that Franz?
That's
Ferdinand?
Franz Ferdinand, yeah. Damn, I got you for once.
Oh, you know, there's a.
Mine is Say Anything Else.
That's Cartel.
No, baby, didn't fall. They're leaving.
read, you'll never know just where the story ends.
Which was Madden. What was that? Madden 96. Madden 96.
So confused. No, it was like MLB Madden, the Show. And every time Michael would walk by, he'd be like, yo, that song's fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would just be playing a video.
And now I know like, it like it word for word.
Do everything else. You know what was another one? Don't fear now, don't you worry.
Oh, Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were huge at one point. I took shrooms and listened to them, and I was like, yo, I'm going to fucking scream. I can't handle this.
We'll all float on, all right.
I fucked into a the other day. That's that same song, right? I backed into a cop car the other day.
So fan of them, now stand now.
That guy's got to have one of the worst voices ever, but one of the most intriguing voices ever.
You know, it was a big white song, too. It was like, because everybody watched Fight Club. I think there's like a passage of, it's like white passage.
Pixies?
You have to watch, yeah.
Animals were hiding behind rocks. Yeah.
Saw me when I was sleeping, and then it goes into that.
Animals hiding behind rocks. Yeah.
But God, but what a fire! Why is it so fire?
I don't know.
Radiohead too. Fucking Karma Police is like one of my favorite songs of all time. Exit to a Fleet. Exit to a Fleet. So bad at lyrics, bro.
See, because for years, because he goes, "This is what you get when you mess with us." I always thought it was when you mess it up.
Yeah.
So like, I always thought of that song so much differently, but then I thought "mess with us" like later on in life.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, Computer, dude. Album is pretty
hot. Goddamn good.
And like Karma Police, I remember the music video was like a car like driving somewhere or whatever. Right.
Okay.
I mean, Wonderwall's up there. That's really white. The other one too.
Oh, Sally can wait. You made your mistakes and you're walking on by.
Who's that? That's the Beatles?
That's Oasis.
Oh, that same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. there was another one, too.
What was, like, the difference? They were just a little bit more edgy?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they're from Liverpool as well.
Like, that one guy was like, I fucking hate my brother.
Liam Gallagher, he's a wanker.
They, like, hate each other, right? The brothers?
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
God, that sucks.
I know. That would be like if me and you were in a really good band and then we hated each other.
I could never do that. I wouldn't die comfortably knowing, like, you just hate my guts.
I know.
I'd be like, damn, like, my brother hates me. Like,
that'd be pretty rough.
I mean, you know, everyone, like I said before, like, I've said it a bunch of times, like, there are people whose families completely, like, let them down. But what could be so bad? I mean, I don't know if did one of them steal from one another or some shit? Or
no, I think there was just, like, creative differences that they had with Oasis.
Right, and then who knows? Like, you end something Oasis? That was so globally huge.
Yeah.
It could feel like you ended a lot of money, I guess.
Yeah, he, like, maybe called him, like, a nipple. He's like, my brother Liam's a nipple.
Yeah, he's so funny in interviews, bro.
Noel Gallagher was like, he's a nipple.
All right, I wanted to go.
Wanker.
I wanted to
and
go.
And hold up. There's one song on the tip of my tongue that I still have to get out of me. Oh, you know what, too? Do you consider Limp Bizkit white music?
I mean, nu metal was probably
pretty white, right?
Yeah, but I would say it was mixed. I mean, when it comes down to it, obviously there's always going to be that one person that's like, I'm not white, I listen to it, but let's be real.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Let's just when you think about it, and listen, we experienced both sides of the world, so I think we know better than anybody else. So shut the fuck up. I would say nu metal was probably, I don't know, it wasn't as white as like listening to like Metallica was.
I know. Limp Bizkit had bangers though. So break your fucking face tonight.
And like they were known for being like Fred Durst was so hard. Trying to be like a cool like white dude rapper at the time, and this is and what's crazy is like,
what's your favorite Limp Bizkit song?
Probably Break Stuff.
Break Stuff.
Break like Stuff or the cover for Behind George Blue. Michael.
Faith. Yeah, Faith. And then they did like Behind Blue Eyes. The song I think I like the most is You Could Be the Boss. Let cross stranded in the land of the lost
with Method Man and Pauly Shore's in the music video.
And Together Now,
so good.
That song is awesome. Doo doo is. But like, doo-doo.
Was Eminem around before Limp Bizkit? Who was bigger first?
Limp Bizkit, I believe. I believe Limp Bizkit was
that,
on
that before. Timing is crazy. I know. Because of new metal. Because even Korn, if you listen to Korn, has hip-hop influence in it.
Oh, hell yeah.
And Korn, I fucking love Korn. And I love, oh God, what the hell's his name? I always forget the lead singer's name.
Me too. I just call him Korn.
Is it like, I was about to say Jason Sudeikis.
Is it Jason Sudeikis? Can you check, Jamie, can you pull that up? Can you
see Jonathan Davis.
Jonathan Davis. Yes. He always looked like he never took a shower.
Ever. Yeah, he looks super stinky.
You know what was good, though, too? There was like a new metal band that did a cover of, and are you okay? You okay? You okay, Annie?
Yeah, Alien Ant Farm.
That's a good one, too.
When the guy like dances like this, he's really weird.
And then it was like, I always thought Andrew WK was the Korn guy.
Someone said on Twitter, like hot take, Alien Ant Farm's version of Annie, Are You Okay? Is better than Michael Jackson's.
I kind of agree.
I think that's insane to say that. I think it's two different styles. And I think more people who are younger, really young, are going to be like, yeah, like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm so antsy.
I just look at it like this, though.
It's just more hype.
Yeah, I feel like if I hear both, I'm going to be just as happy hearing both versions.
Musically, Michael Jackson wins that.
Yes. But
hype, get you up and really feeling the song, like, in a wild way, Alien Ant Farm wins.
Now get in the pit and try to love someone!
So, I don't know. All those songs, it's crazy. I'm experiencing... I guess I was around it. I was listening to like Big L and Ludacris like so fucking hard.
I know, but like I was listening to both. I was listening to both.
I mean, I had Chocolate Starfish and the Doo-Doo Crust that or whatever it was.
Chocolate Starfish.
And the Secret Hot Sauce.
And a hot dog flavored water.
Yeah, which all that means like, isn't that like
a butthole and squirt maybe?
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Squirting butthole.
I always know about chocolate starfish or your butthole.
All right, I want to have a battle with you right now.
Okay.
We have to choose.
Oh, we didn't even say fucking Hoobastank, dude.
Yeah, Hoobastank is great, too.
I'm not a perfect person.
All right, we're going beat for beat now. We're going our favorite beats of all time that we would 100% just rap, like you can't not rap to, but of all time, like, or what you think are the best beats ever made.
Okay.
All right.
So
I'm not even gonna say it. I'm just gonna pick the song on YouTube, and then I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna let you just react to it. Okay.
Okay. All right. I already have like three.
Type them in.
Like type them into.
Yeah, so we can surprise each other with the fucking songs.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. All right. I'm starting off a little too hot here, but I don't really give a shit. Why isn't it? It's not doing. I'm doing okay. Actually, it doesn't even matter, right? I just don't want to get demonetized.
Nah, I mean, we don't.
So I'm not doing like lyric. But if you want to do it, you can do that.
No, I'm just doing instrumentals.
All right, how many want to go for? What's a good number?
Five
each.
Yeah,
God, that's why I love you.
Yeah,
I love
let's you. Do five each.
I love Dan.
Five best freestyle drunk freestyle beats.
All right, but I know we're both gonna love our choices because I already know you know like you make more music than I do.
Yeah.
So
all right, yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna start with this banger.
A great one. Do you want to know why this is one of the great ones too?
Why is that?
It's because you could do it at lunch.
Oh, this is that's why. That, just, dude, everyone. That's exactly what I thought. What I thought of when I picked it. I'm thinking lunch beats.
That's literally a pen.
Is this Pharrell?
Yeah. Stunner and Pancake, the worldwide pushers. Birdman, Daddy Lee, the guns in the bushes. Yo, Birdman kind of went in on that. Kills it. Yeah, that's definitely
that's an what happened. One. What happened to your?
What happened to that boy by the Clips? By Baby Birdman in the Clips.
Yes, go ahead. Oh damn!
This is one of the best.
Damn!
If you hear this beat ever?
Okay.
You rap on it.
Okay.
Always.
Okay.
Even when Dipset and the Lox battled, Jada was like, "Yo, this is my shit."
Okay.
Kills that shit.
That is such a good fucking choice.
$100 to $1,000. That is such a $100,000.
Damn.
In front of housing.
All right, that was a good one.
Yeah.
All right, now we're on two, right?
Yeah.
All right, ready? I got to go again.
It's another lunch. Another lunch beat. He went back to back Pharrell, too.
Back to back. I mean, it's hard not to.
I know.
Another. This when this came out, I remember me and Danny were like in the room together like, yo.
Yeah.
Me and Danny are just like from back yard.
Forget her, get her in the backyard, the yard, and cut a whip, one whip. I'm off the hard, I'm the neighborhood pusher. Call me subwoofer, cause I pump bass like that jack.
On and off the track.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We were off beat too.
Grinding was, yeah, we were. Grinding was so good.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. This is
yo, the go-to.
This is the number one, like, you're up in, I feel like I'm up in, like, Hot 97 office.
Yeah, like, whenever, yeah. I hear this. Like, if I'm ever anywhere freestyling, and this got to be that one. I'm hyped.
Yeah. Two shots is, and also so many famous freestyles have happened to that beat as well.
Hell yeah. Pierre Cardin, Mace, Cam, Nori. Bitches give me hickeys where it hurt, loving my style.
That shit was fire.
Okay, ready?
Just hop on top of you, beat you down with handguns.
I personally think if Beats were to win the battle, this would have won the whole battle.
The fire one.
Dude.
Come on!
That just, it's an angry
beat.
Angry.
It's rap honorable. Yeah.
Anyways, Takeover, I think, was my favorite beat of the whole battle. I know Ether was crazy, but
he looks determined without being ruthless.
I know what it is, but I gotta look.
You'll hear it.
Yeah.
There's a courage about him. Doesn't look like a killer. Comes across. This was
one of my favorite beats to rap to, still to this day.
He has a dream, full of passion. You don't trust me, huh?
Wow.
Well, you know why. I do. We're not supposed to trust anyone in our profession anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Not out the box all the time.
It's incarcerated cigar faces, right? Absolutely. Insane. Smoking Wooly in the staircases. You know what Woolies are?
Hey, yo, what up, yo? Duck?
Woolies like... weed, but with cocaine on the fucking weed. I think that's what it is.
A little sprinkle.
All right, it's weird that you picked that one.
Politic ditto.
It's weird that you picked that one because I was going to pick this one.
It's a great one.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yes. It's a great one.
Gotta let it hit.
Everything around me.
And then it goes into that just.
I grew up on the north side, the New York Times side. Job, but no job.
All right, this is four. So we both got one more after this. Yeah. Another fire. Like that beat drove me insane when I was a kid. I couldn't believe that it was like real sounds.
Yeah, I think the thing that is the best about, I would love to see what the BPM is on all of these beats.
Yeah, me too.
Because, like, I feel like there's a certain BPM that is, like, good for anybody trying to rap their pocket.
Right, I agree.
Like, you could find a pocket on that beat at some point.
Yep.
At some point, you could find a pocket on that beat.
I got a real slammer for the last one.
This is
in my opinion. One. There's so many good, great beats out there, of course, but.
Okay, play yours, because I'm trying to figure out the name of mine.
All right, well, I'll do my last one.
Yeah, if they have an instrumental, then I'll do my last two.
I personally think this is like one of the best beats ever made, and I realize there's a lot of beats out there that are probably maybe better to you guys or better, but and I know it's well known, but this beat was so many people were rapping on Rap City in the basement.
Hell yeah.
Still switching, still clishing, still something in the bowels.
Candy paint, poking out, coming out, ain't no doubt. Paul Wild, baby.
Who? Mike Jones.
Got more carrots in my mouth than Bug Bunny lunch.
Shout out to Casey Fry. Wood grain pussy popping.
Wood grain
pussy popping. Oh, and a runner up real quick. And a runner up.
Great one, too.
Also one of my favorites of all time.
It's another
Anyways.
One.
Anyways. Oh, yeah, dude.
Streets is watching. You can always rap.
Is this volume two?
Volume one.
Oh, this is volume one?
God. It's like a full-time job not to kill.
God, I love this beat.
To do. Oh, bro.
Oh, my God. Then it goes quiet? Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. X is on this, right?
No, X is
or no, the locks are.
No, well, they have other ones. That you're thinking of.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one that I'm thinking. Yeah, no, I'm thinking of the one where Styles P was mad at Jay-Z.
I don't give a fuck who you are. So fuck who you are. That's yeah. Reservoir Dogs.
Anyways,
that's this one.
I knew you were gonna pick good beats for that. Yeah, this one's great.
Shut the fuck up for a blast.
Yes.
Banned from TV, your ass with no mask. Look at the camera like what? Yeah, I did it like a sick white boy in the cold committed.
I might be the worst fucking name, title, lyric, like person remember.
Yeah, that's another one. And then
that was a great one though, the first one. I always liked like
oh, and then I have the best one of all time. All
right, go ahead. Do it.
This is the best freestyle beat ever of all time.
Do it. Oh, yeah, money, power, respect. Once easily. You get the money, then you get the motherfucking power. After you get the motherfucking power, motherfuckers will respect you. Money, power, respect.
Bro, let me tell you something. If you can't rap on this beat, yeah, you should not rap. Yeah, you
suck.
Ever.
Yeah, you suck. If you can't even if you can't get a bar in, you're trash.
If you cannot find some kind of lyrics to go to this shit, you cannot rap.
Yeah. X has the best X
trunk starting to rap.
X has the best energy on I think also the best lyrics on it. He just goes in on that beat.
I think he has the best beat. And then
we were like 10 years old freaking out. We were like, oh no.
And this
just
is
cursing, and mom and dad just be like, where'd you fucking learn that word?
Yeah, she was like, who said the N-word in there? I was like it's rapping, we're rapping.
Money,
we're
power,
rapping.
Money, power, respect.
Money, power, respect. And she was like, okay, but just don't say that outside. I was like, okay. This is another one, too. Mace kills this shit.
Yeah, he does.
More beef than an Islamic funk.
Yeah, all the older 90s. The
gang wanted.
The 90, like, gritty, ominous beats were the best.
Ooh, fuck with the kid that get coke like Sosa, Chocha. We up in Costa Rica.
Yeah, they're just kiss such kills they're such shit. Good shit talking beats.
And if you with my man, then he getting stuck with you.
So good.
Kill that shit.
So good.
I love how we didn't rap on one beat.
Yeah, we don't need the beats speak for themselves. The
beats speak for themselves. That's but I would say those are always in my
in your top things.
Bro. Always.
Well, speaking of battles, though, again, we're going into I'm so antsy to talk about Kendrick Lamar and Future and Metro Boomin doing their thing against you know who, the one and only.
Amazing brother. Six, six,
six, six, amazing six, brother. I think it's the blue.
Yeah. Is it the blue?
Yeah. No, the other blue.
What the hell was that?
I think it's this blue. No, it's not. Amazing brother. Anyways, we gotta talk about Kendrick's. So for people, obviously, if you've been living underneath a fucking rock, first off, the Metro Boomin and Future dropped their newest album,
We Don't Trust You, right? We Don't Trust You is the name of the album. Future is my toxic king.
So this album,
and
you've
known that. Anytime Future puts something out, you're like,
because he's just so ridiculously upset at women.
Yeah.
And it's like Drake's the same thing though. He's just a different type.
But Drake's corny, and that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But Drake's like corny when he talks about chicks. Future is a real piece of shit.
Well, Drake's softer. Yeah.
You know,
Drake gets all soft and shit.
Yeah. Like Drake has one kid. Like Future has like nine.
Yeah.
You know, so like Drake, he is the toxic king. He is.
I think, so I heard, like Danny let me know that it happened. So I like after stream, I went and I listened to it and I was
which
just
you
like,
were like not like excited about when I told you. I was like, yo, like Kendrick went at everybody. And you were like, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I was like, I have to like hear it because he doesn't do anything. He just disappears forever. He says like a few lines and then he just like disappears and does his own thing. And then J. Cole, like, is just always like, I am the best, and, like, is waiting for someone to talk shit, and no one does it. Drake does it, like, sometimes, but then now they did first-person shooter. So when you said it, I was like, I don't really, like, is it really going to be? Now, I'll even say this. I listened to it. It's not the hardest thing Kendrick has ever said, because Kendrick and J. Cole have that song together that they did where Kendrick destroys him.
Yeah.
On the track.
Yeah.
And like, you're just like, so we know what Kung Fu Kenny is capable of. And yeah, we know what J. Cole's capable of. I don't give a fuck what Drake is capable of, to be honest, because I just don't think it's going to be anything.
But Drake can rap, though.
No, 100% he can. But he's going to have to rap better than any of the shit that he said in a very long time. Like, he's going to have to go to back-to-back Drake, and he's going to have to really say, like, even harder than that if he's going to go against fucking Kendrick.
All right, so I have a
hot... And if him and J. Cole do a song together, it's the pussiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I think, honestly, the Duppy freestyle is better than back-to-back.
Oh, that's true. You're right. Duppy's Duppy better.
Freestyle, yeah. Like, he's fucking spitting on that.
Yeah,
shit.
Duppy is better. You're
Drake
right.
Can I forgot fucking about Duppy. Rap. It's yeah, just but Duppy, Drake can't Duppy rap
got
at over. That level.
Yeah, but Duppy got overshadowed.
Yeah, like Big story time. Of Adidon obviously washes Duppy, but yo, yeah. The Duppy freestyle,
it's good.
Is very fire.
Good. It's very good.
Like, that's a great diss because it got Pusha T to rap.
I agree.
So
I agree.
You know, like, if Drake makes a whack diss, he's not doing that.
I agree.
You know?
And he bodied Meek Mill. Like,
yeah, he bodied Meek.
Like, I remember so when that was happening. Yeah. Nice. Nice.
I knew there was something about Meek Mill when he had fries in between his legs like that. I was like, oh, man. First of all, I was
Why is he so funny and goofy online? What's up with that guy?
That's how kids, like, in special ed ate food at the pool. Like, they would always put it in between their legs and, like, eat, like, random shit out of their legs.
He's like
no, you're like, yeah, I'm not touching that shit.
Every time is, well, you worked with them. I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't really know that world. But he's just so, I don't know, man. He's like so goofy. Like, I remember thinking when he first came up, I think it's just because you're young and you see like all the crazy, gritty, like Smack DVD-esque like recordings of him coming out when he was like in Philadelphia, like hungry and starving to be like a really top rapper and all that. And
yeah,
Meek Mill's nice. He has the Philadelphia anthem.
Meek Mill is nice.
He's good.
Meek Mill is nice.
And he has moments where he's gone in on other rappers and he kills them too. And people just don't really talk about it.
Meek Mill's I would say Meek Mill's super nice.
He is. Right. I think after the Drake thing, he kind of got clowned on a little bit more. That was like the decline of like his, like, people started taking shots at Meek Mill more, I feel like, because, like, so, they're like, oh, because didn't even Drake on Back to Back, doesn't he say, like, is he the one that says the singer line?
Yeah.
It is him, right? You're getting bodied by a singer?
Yeah.
Is that Drake?
Bodied by a singing blank.
It's Drake, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, and then talking about Nicki and everything like that, too.
Yeah.
Like, kind of just, yeah, like, no holds bars, like... I love that. I love Back to Back.
And then they killed it. Like, they did like a slideshow at OVO Fest. Like, that was a 3-0.
And Will Smith was in the back dapping him up after.
Yeah. From Philly.
With Kevin Hart
from Philly.
Yeah. That was like, that's what Kanye was talking about with Drake does stuff like that. He sets stuff up outside of the lyrics and everything.
Yeah. Cause he is a meticulous thinker of a person.
He is. And he loves rap. And I appreciate him for that.
But my thing is fucking rap then.
Yeah, that's
if you love culture so much, fucking do that shit.
And I'm not trying to be like a cynical asshole. I that's why he's like under Sean, like Big Sean for me sometimes. I'm sorry.
Lyrically?
Sometimes.
Big Sean's nice.
Big Sean is nasty.
Mad nice.
And my point is like, I feel like I'm not gonna, like, I know Big Sean. I know a lot of people are being like, well, he's not anywhere near any three of them, but I don't know, bro. Sometimes Big Sean has had some crazy good shit, and I've heard Drake shit. And I'm like, dude, Blake. Big Sean has said shit that's way harder than this.
So let me ask you a question. Who has, before we get back into it, who has the best verse on fucking Problems? ASAP, Kendrick, or Drake?
ASAP, Kendrick, or Drake?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say Kendrick, but I feel like you're going to say ASAP.
Yes.
Yeah. Because like
ASAP has the best verse.
Because they're both better than Drake's.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Drake kind of kills it too, though.
He does. Yeah. He's very good. But I had more fun with, I just, dude, I don't know.
I've never seen three people get on a track like that. Like,
yeah.
I'm talking the new
from
age.
This, yeah, from this
era.
Yeah.
And just like everyone body that shit.
Yeah. And then
2 Chainz is just on the hook. Like, we don't need a fucking verse from 2 Chainz.
And bro, I don't even know. I'm not even trying to be a Kendrick D writer. I just, I just love how aggressive he is.
Yeah.
You know, no Diddy. But it's like, I just like, yeah, I
no
like.
No Diddy at all.
I like how he, like, he sounds
okay,
like.
Okay, let's get it, bro.
He's just, yeah. He's just like, we're coming in. Like, I just like his, I just like his delivery on it. So the. Bam! The song overall.
Let's listen to it.
That end bar is crazy, and I think that's a taste of what he could do if he just wants
Prince,
to actually
Prince outlive Mike Jack.
No, the not even that. Just the I got all these K all these nines that'll bring K's.
Yeah,
to all these dogs and have you looking like a pet cemetery.
Yeah,
is that what he says? Yes. Something like that. But like have his, all your dogs buried.
That's his like. That's as direct as Kendrick will get. Besides, right. Control was like too on the nose for me.
It was, yeah. And again, it wasn't even, I'm going to be honest, it wasn't even the hardest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It wasn't. But it was fucking, at least he's stirring the pot. And it's an interesting time to do it because they're all rumored to be at towards the end of their careers, which they're not.
Yeah, which is kind of corny in a sense to it me, is. Though. Like, it I is. Wish this happened 10 years ago.
Yeah, and the big three thing is... I mean, have we ever grouped people together like this in rap at the same time? Besides, like, I know Jay-Z and Nas were fighting for it, but we ever had such a split?
No, there's usually
three people.
There's usually always been a unanimous number one, like in people's opinions.
Right, but what's unanimous? Is it record sales? Is it lyrically?
I look at it.
Because Drake's
like,
beating them in all.
Drake's obviously number one. Yeah. But I look at it. In the sense of this, Drake is the commercial guy.
Yeah, he's the pop artist.
Kendrick is the commercial guy, the accolade guy in terms of like more Grammys, whatever.
Yes,
the accolade, more respected because it's a broader genre of music.
Right,
you know what I mean. But and then J. Cole is like
just chilling.
Yeah. And I think that comes off in his personality, too. Like, he's cool. Like, he's even said with, like, being three. But now he's like, but to me, I'm Muhammad Ali.
Right. He's not rapping like that now. Now he's saying.
J. Cole been sliding on shit, though.
And then you have the whole, like, he called it the fall off to get at Kendrick for Kendrick saying, you know, talking about fall off and thinking in Hot Steppers, I think he said something like that. And then, you know, Jay has taken shots at Kendrick before. And, you know, the stick line was kind of fire, actually, now that I think about it.
Yes.
Towards J. Cole.
But I look at it like this.
Andre 3K?
Here's why I respect Drake. Jigga came at him, and he went at him.
Yes. And they got right to it.
Like, Kendrick ain't beefing with nobody else like that.
No.
Of, like, that echelon. Like, no. Kendrick's not beefing with Kanye West.
No.
You know, Kendrick's not beefing with Jay-Z. He's just like, it's different.
He said on an interview, though, that's how he likes rap. He likes, like, gritty rap. He wants to be more, I think he wants it to be more competitive. But at the same time, like, you even said this, too. He just does not, you could tell he just doesn't like Drake.
No, he doesn't. But, and the other thing about Kendrick,
he likes too, J. Cole. I know he does.
Yeah,
he
has to. Yeah, no, I mean, they're cool. They're like boys. They were supposed to make an album together.
Yeah.
My biggest beef with J. Cole always was his favorite project of mine is Friday Night Lights, and I haven't had anything to trump that yet.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, when Section 80 came out, and then you have Good Kid, Mad City, which I think is better to Pimp a Butterfly. A lot of people don't do that. My favorite Kendrick album is Damn. Like,
Damn.
It's like hands down.
Dude, he had Bang, 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 Bang.
Every song on that shit is fire.
Bang, Bang. Yeah.
That's like one of the last albums of the recent 10 years or whatever.
And then J. Cole did the Pope line.
No skippables. Like, you could go through, I could play that album frontwards, backwards, and it's like cohesive either way.
So fucking good.
Which is, that's my favorite album. And I was so. I've tweeted about this for years. I was like, "Yo, To Pimp a Butterfly is not Kendrick's best album." I got slaughtered.
It's amazing, though.
It is. Yeah. But then Kendrick comes on Big Boy, and he's like, "What's your favorite album that you ever made?" And he said, "Damn, it's his favorite album."
Yeah,
I was like, "If the artist is saying it, I know that I'm linking with him, like through osmosis."
Right.
I was like, "You know, I could feel that he knows that that's his shit. Because he's rapping, there's pop music on it.
And Steppers was just a different approach. I mean,
obviously, I love that album, but that there's nothing. There's nothing for the streets.
It was a Grammy run album.
Yeah, that album's my least favorite project of his.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people's. It got mixed reviews.
I'm not saying that the shit's not dope. I love the album. I listen, but it's by far my least favorite album of his, because there wasn't anything for people that aren't fucked up.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm fucked up, so it meant something to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I could see, like, no one's really going to listen to, like, that in the car.
Right.
Or whatever. And that's why I'm happy when he comes with shit like this, because now he's back in the car.
Yep.
Now he's getting played in the car.
And a lot of people will always hear a Drake line or a J. Cole line and pick it out of the bunch and go, you know, this one hit a little bit. I could feel this. This one made a little bit of a sound, but this is the most like reverberating, and it's a number one spot song that right now on a number one spot album. I mean,
yeah.
And it's the most talked about right now. And then Drake got up on stage, obviously recently. He was like, not another motherfucker is fucking with me on this planet Earth.
Yeah.
Like,
so then make the song.
Yeah. Just rap about it, which he would. He's going to.
Yeah.
He's like me. He's the kind of guy like
if he thinks he can rap with Kendrick, he's delusional.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what my original point was.
Yeah. If he thinks that he can go bar for bar with Kendrick, he's delusional. It's just not going to work. Right. It's not going to go the way that he wants.
I don't even know if these... It's so weird saying this because they're our age. Isn't Kendrick's what, like 36?
Kendrick's my age. Drake's older than me. Cole's 40.
J. Cole. Jermaine Cole. What's his middle name again?
I don't know. Malcolm?
I don't know. Jermaine Cole is fucking that has to 40 be right, years old, bro?
Jermaine.
No, you're not. No.
J. Cole. Well, it's not Malcolm. It's Lamar.
Okay.
Okay. So
Jermaine Lamar Cole.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar.
He's
Jermaine Lamar.
40 years old.
He is
39. He's got to be 39. He's T-Pain's age.
Yeah, he's 39 years old. He's born 1985.
What month does it say?
January. He's an Aquarius like me.
Oh, so then he's
January 28th, 1985. He turned 39 this year. Yo,
T-Pain has been in the game since he was like 3. That's crazy to me.
That's crazy.
T-Pain's 39. He just turned 39.
Yeah, bro.
In September or whatever the hell.
Yeah. You know? Like, Cole's got great... He's got amazing songs.
He does. He's so talented. They're all good.
On good projects.
They're all very good. And I love... And I know I'm always talking shit about Drake and everyone thinks I hate him. I just don't like new Drake, man. Not a huge fan. And I don't like outside new Drake also. Like, I liked just keeping it quiet and sticking to the rap shit and doing his thing and killing it and then having a song. I'd be like, yo, because I remember when he first came out, people were fucking hating on him.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, yo, this kid is going to be huge. I knew he was going to. Dude, I was in fucking friends' colleges. Everyone's like sniffing coke. And they're like, fuck this mother. This shit is like corny. Because they saw like the. What's the name of the first album where he's like wearing a pea coat and he's like in the forest in like Canada? He's like going for a walk. What is that? He's wearing a pea coat in it. I know that, Runch, right? That album cover has to be the worst album cover of all time ever for hip hop.
I mean, the Thank Me Later album cover isn't much better.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh my god, dude.
The peacoat. You remember that?
Yeah, I need to look at the picture now.
Dude, look at it. It's him, and I'm pretty sure there's like fallen leaves everywhere.
There's mad foliage.
It looks like he's like waiting for his kid to come back to him after like he's like trick-or-treating or something.
Oh my gosh. Hold up. I'm trying to get the picture is mad HD. Like, he looks mad Dominican.
Yeah, he does. That's what I thought he was when I first found out about him. I was like, oh, is he like,
yeah, he looks
Hispanic?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
God, look at that. Yeah, it is like that.
Yeah, dude, bro. It's literally what I said. Comeback season.
God, look at that pea coat. Oh my god. That's so funny. You could see his son more. You could see what's his son's goddamn name again?
Adonis,
yeah. You could see more of his face when he's got no facial hair.
It looks like he's wearing contacts.
Yeah, he looks like a Puerto Rican vampire right there.
Yeah, I mean, the Thank Me Later album cover sucks, too.
It's not great. It's definitely not. He loves putting his... Is that his thing? It's
Nothing Was the just, Same. That's a cool cover.
Nothing With the Same is probably the best cover album cover that he has.
I think that's my favorite album of his. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I think best work is a light. What does he say? Is a light.
Yeah, but you know what that is, though? That's going back at that Fantano kid. Because he gives people like, oh, it's a light five, it's a light six, strong six.
And what did he say in that one? It's a light. What does he say? Your best.
It's a light pack.
Oh yeah, it's a light pack. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But like, I think there's a little Fantano in there. That light.
God, dude, I hate that. I'm sorry, I hate that dude's even like.
I know.
Talked about by rappers and all.
I know.
Because I just want to know what makes him. Is he a musician? I guess.
He is a musician, but like he cares. Like he cares.
Yeah.
But like
some of his scores are ridiculous.
Yeah. Like he gave My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy like a five.
Like yeah, I feel like he's trying on purpose. It's just
like,
bro,
like you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like at that point you're just saying like this is so subjective that it's too subjective.
Right.
Like you're finding it's like, yeah, like the distortion in the track just like really like adheres from like, you know, some of these bars that are coming. Oh, I'm like, yeah, dude, yeah, yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. And he's like
it's too extra. Like it's too tizzy.
Cause like, I
don't
mean,
get tizzy with reviews.
I didn't listen to Blue Lips, but like, I know people freaked out about his score for Blue Lips. Apparently
I liked Blue Lips a lot because I think that Schoolboy Q is one of the rappers out now that can rap on beats that people would be afraid to rap on.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
No, I know what you mean.
Like, there's some people like...
And he does it well.
And he does it really, really well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I haven't listened to the new album, though, so I can't say anything about it, but...
Yeah, I mean, I've been bumping that shit. Anything Schoolboy, I'm going to listen to, so yeah. I'm a little biased, but I just like his beat selection. I like how... Crash Talk, like, wasn't my favorite project. Like, there were still bangers on there that I liked. But, like, I feel there's, like, a connection between, like, him and Ferg.
Right.
Like, they're not the top dog of their thing, no pun intended.
Right.
But, like, they're still really, really good.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like they can almost they can do their own thing without having to have ASAP on every track or having Kendrick on every track. Yeah. Like Kendrick's not even on the album.
And I've always loved Ferg is great. I fucking love Ferg.
Ferg just has great energy.
He does. He
seems like he's a fun dude.
And his voice is like it's you can it's distinct. You know what I mean? Yes. You know it's him when you hear Ferg's voice on it. And I don't know what he's doing. But
I don't know. I don't know what a lot of those ASAP cats are up to. I know ASAP's getting ready to drop. Rocky's about to drop, but
right, yeah. But I haven't heard of Ferg join in a minute.
Yeah, I don't know what Bari's doing. Like, I don't really know.
Because
like,
he was getting to that part where he was able to go and do his own thing. I mean, he was.
Yeah.
I mean, more so probably than Rocky, if you wanted to.
The best thing about this Kendrick verse is that whenever Kendrick decides to come outside, that motherfucker is like the boogeyman.
Yeah, and
the world stops.
Yeah, and he's very good at making people pay attention, and I think that goes along with him doing the whole leprechaun thing where you just like fucking, you don't know if he's real or not sometimes, and he just disappears.
And he has like a random like workout video that comes out, and he's like wearing full non-workout clothes.
And let's not act like he hasn't been saying shit for a minute, like
he sounds bitter.
He said shit on Keem's song, and like, you know what I mean. Like he's, and that's another thing too. Like I hate how certain fans have just lost how it's going to be competition, and it should be. And he's going to start. Look, he's got Drake fired up at concert. Everyone can say he doesn't care all he wants.
Yeah, but he talked about it.
And Drake can. If you get to the point where you Conor McGregor, it's just like I kind of lose respect for you.
Yeah,
like Conor McGregor is great for the UFC. It was great for the UFC. But now all he can do is say that he brought money and that he's rich. He can't, you know, he's not winning.
Yeah.
And he's not doing anything. Now he's coming back though. So who knows? I can have my mouth shut just as easily. But at the same time, it's like Drake's gotten to the point now. Do you get so, I don't, and dude, he's worked hard. He's a hardworking dude. So I don't blame him if he goes there sometimes. But like, if you love rap as much as you do love rap, Like, we're already at 5 days, 4 days. What happened to fucking, what happened to, I could have killed Pusha T Drake, but I didn't want to. Like, where that, like, where's that Drake at? Where's the Drake that has, who said he's got shit always ready for people in several interviews? You know what I mean? Like, where's, I don't know. I feel like J. Cole is going to do some meaningful shit.
Who knows?
If J. Cole goes in, I'm going to be so happy.
I don't think he will, though. Because I feel that he caught some strays, and he's like, I think they're understandable strays.
Yeah, because he's been poking himself
quite some time. I look at it like this, though. If I'm top three, I'm not hanging out with one and doing shows with him.
Right.
I'm doing my own thing, bro.
Right.
There are a couple of people that play both sides that I don't like. Travis Scott's one of them. Right. So Travis Scott was like at Rolling Loud.
But that was before the Kendrick verse dropped on it, I think, though.
I know, but.
But he knows that there's beef, though.
But he's on two songs on the album.
Yeah.
And then also it's like, yo, like Kanye's like your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And then you just bring Drake on your album and it just was talk wild
right,
shit.
Right. And it was a big deal that you brought Drake on also for the first time when everyone freaked out about sicko him being mode. On sicko mode.
Yeah, bro. And I'm like, yo, like there's some people that I
rappers.
Just as friends, like if my friend did that, I consider them a real friend, like not like an industry friend or whatever.
Right, right.
In what I do, I have industry friends and friends.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where I'm like, yo, what's up with Travis Scott?
Right.
Like, why? Like, you, it's like, yo, play that fucking diss record?
I just think, and this is coming from somebody who's fucking who's been sensitive in the past very badly. I just think it's all way too sensitive now. Like, Biggie Smalls shat on the Lox when they came to Bad Boy on the same song as them, didn't he?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's how shit used to be back then. And then you kind of like prove yourself and then you're in there. I think that it would be great if they're not going to do it now because Drake and Cole are cool.
Yeah.
But how fire would it be if they were just fucking, I've never seen a triple battle before.
I don't think anybody has. Really.
And it could be, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't think anyone has. I don't know. Maybe it could get really messy and kind of chaotic.
There was like 50 Ja Rule Eminem. They were kind of all going at each
other. Yeah, that's true. But teams.
50 was never going at M.
Right, and it was teams. It was like cliques.
Yeah, and I think Kendrick, because he's such a superior writer,
right,
that he can read between the lines of like things we've never seen.
Yeah, he said shit that I didn't know. I had to analyze the whole.
Yeah, bro.
He packed in a lot.
Dude, I went on YouTube and was like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to be here and just be like, yo, you heard what he said?
I knew the dogs line. I didn't know the E40 clicking up line. I didn't know clicking up was even a term until the other day.
Like, yes.
I mean, it just means like them getting together and doing first person shooter.
Yeah.
But they were saying like, you're not, I don't know why he was just using California as the reference, but talking about E40 and because he says the 40 water thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Because that's what rappers do that sometimes. They say shit. I was like, I have no.
Yeah, they're subs.
You have to really
dive deep.
You gotta like.
Which is
you
annoying.
You gotta dissect a lot. It is sometimes, but it makes you go that. But I've been appreciating rap even more so for back when Nas and Jay-Z were going at each other because I had to do the same thing. I had no idea. I didn't know what popping bottles off the boy's chipped tooth meant. Like, I didn't know why that was the thing or why Jay-Z was saying that. And then I had to look up why.
Like, I never knew Big Pun, like, chase Jay-Z with a Rambo knife.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
It's like real shit. That dude was the real demon.
Yeah. He was a monster. Big Pun was not. He definitely had moments where he didn't seem like a nice guy.
Tony Ayo always says, like, yo, like, them Puerto Rican blanks.
Yeah.
He's like, them motherfuckers are the scariest. Like,
from the Bronx?
Yeah. He's like, that was the most scared. He was like, yo, that's the most like scared beef I ever was in.
Yeah.
Like in like on some industry shit.
Yeah.
He was like, that was like the most scared I've ever been.
Didn't he slap someone's son? Didn't he slap like
who? Yayo?
Yeah, I don't know if that's he slapped like Jimmy Henchman's son.
Yeah, probably.
And like almost got people. I don't know if that's a true thing or not. I thought it was, and they like almost got someone killed, I think.
Yeah, but it's like
he slapped it when he was like 14.
Yeah. Like like Kendrick,
I don't know.
Like even if Kendrick like went at Eminem now, like I think Kendrick would win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, dude, Eminem's fan base is ridiculous.
I could swallow a bottle of
But the fact that there are people even saying like MGK one, I think Kendrick would.
I think Kendrick would smoke him now.
I think M probably kind of knows that too. Maybe
that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, there's still other people out there that are mad nice.
M also just doesn't rap the way that he used to.
It's
like not as hard hitting. And that thing's hilarious. Dude, the Benzino thing is almost. Did you see the video he was filming?
Yeah.
He was eating outside of mom's spaghetti.
And like threw it.
And like threw it and was like rapping with the employees there and stuff.
See, we grew up on rap beef, so this is what we live for.
Right. When Beanie Siegel dropped a song against Jadakiss, and then Jadakiss dropped one literally less than a week later.
I know. And then
on one of his beats.
And us being from Yonkers, we were still like, yeah, like Siegel kind of killed
it. Why won't they just do it? I don't understand. What are the new rules? Like, what's the new, I don't understand. Like, what's the new, is there some 2024, like, understand? Are they scared? Or are they nervous? Or what's the deal?
Yeah, because no one wants to take an L.
Yeah.
You know, like,
that's whack, though.
That Pusha T L for Drake was a big L for a while.
Yeah, it was very, very hard.
Like, so much that he had to, like, do a sit-down interview and be like,
I know.
This motherfucker went and talked to Maverick Carter and LeBron James about it.
I know, dude.
He's like, you know, I'm showing like pictures of my son, you know, but like Kanye's a little fucking sneaky fuck too, though.
Yeah, he's
weird. Because Drake admires Kanye West because he's a fan of rap music.
Yeah.
And hip hop in general.
Yeah.
So
and there's
Kanye kind of took advantage of that too.
And there's a really, I'll say it again, there's a genuine niceness about Drake that I know is there, but he's all over. He's fighting his persona, and I don't feel like Kendrick's fighting a persona. I feel like that's who Kendrick is, and that's why I love listening to Kendrick, because I just feel like Kendrick is nuts.
He's
a weird dude.
Yeah, Drake's never evolved. Drake's been the same.
Yeah, and I just feel like he's like, I don't know, man.
Also, he's got the recipe.
Also, though, one of the skinniest penises I've ever seen in my life.
Very skinny, very long.
Very long, skinny penis.
Very skinny, very long dong. I was like, whoa. I'm like, at least I have a thicker wiener than Drake.
Bro, it's so funny nowadays, too, how much shit people talk. And, like, everybody was trying to see that man's wang on Twitter that day.
Yeah, I remember I was like, I'm not going to search for it, but if it comes up, I will enhance. I will enhance. I can't have that, like, in my IP that I typed bro. In Drake's
penis. Whose bridge is longer? Because you know how cool it is to say that you got a longer penis than Drake?
I know.
You know what I mean?
And I definitely don't.
Yeah, I think even if you put ours together,
we don't. That dude's got a even long wiener. Even
if you put ours together, we don't.
Long, long wiener. That's one of those, like, your dick and leaks, like, and you're just like, whatever.
Yeah. And also, why was he sitting there, like, you know when a baby, like, can't fully bend their legs?
Yeah.
Like, why was he sitting like that?
I don't know, but it's kind of
like
weird.
Like a brand new baby that's born?
It's kind of weird that, like, you're jaying it on your private jet.
Oh, is that what he was on?
Yeah, he was on Air Drake. Like, imagine you're just the pilot, and you're like, yeah, Drake's back there jerking off.
Oh, God.
You know, it's a little weird. It's a little weird. But yeah, man, I love rap beef. Rap beef is like one of my favorite things ever. It gets me jazzed up. It gets me hot.
Me too.
It gets me hot. Just wish it happened 10 years ago. I don't want to see a bunch of 40-year-old men
trading
lyrics now.
Yeah, it's almost a little too late. And I mean, we're all going to obviously sit by and wait. But I mean, it's been 4 days already.
Yeah.
And
like Kanye's like 50 years old out here going number one.
Yeah, and Drake's going to do his subtle thing that he probably didn't write.
So yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing, that is you got caught not writing stuff.
Yep.
And this is why I always say when Kenny pops out, it's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while, and it has that factor of being like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Drake needs to stop making music for like 2 or 3 years. And just chill, bro.
Yeah, but every rapper's had like a writer in the room, like just feeding them like one or two lines.
Nah, no.
That's what Benzino said.
Yeah.
He like fully admitted finally to like, there was that video of him like looking like with his ghostwriters for the Eminem stuff, which he obviously didn't write. He obviously didn't write that. You just got that much better over time?
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen, bro. But I'm just saying when you have like reference tracks, I get it.
Right.
I can work with that.
Right.
But when it's like lyric for lyric is used in another song, and it's like,
no,
it's going to be hard for me to ever consider you like the best rapper of all time.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you're the Michael Jackson of rap. That's what you've been talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
you what do you think? What do you think's the hardest line on it? Or what line did you like the most out of whatever Kendrick? I mean, he really only says like three hard lines, in my opinion.
I think
they're not even really anything crazy.
I think the Prince Outlive Mike Jack line is the best line because that's as close as him being like, I'm going to outlive you in this shit.
Right, I get what he's saying. Because at the end of it, I'm like, I get what you mean, and I get it's like being like, I'm not afraid of the king.
Yeah, and it's also like, you're a king, like, I'm a king,
too. Yeah, yeah, too. And in my own right, people will respect the music. But I don't know, man. Mike Jackson was... First off, people need to stop comparing themselves to fucking Michael Jackson. That's what needs to happen right now.
Yeah.
I don't care how much Drake sold. It doesn't matter. It's time. It's like, you know, whatever. Like, it's a cool number the same way basketball players do it. But, I mean, we're also living a way hyper environment.
I'll put it like this.
Forgetting your shit.
If Michael Jackson wanted to do a fucking show at the big house where Michigan plays, it's like 110,000 seater.
He's bodying Prince.
That shit is getting sold the fuck out.
Yeah, he's bodying.
You're going to have 100,000 people in there.
Right.
Coming to see Michael Jackson.
Right.
I don't think Drake could put 100,000 people in a place.
You don't think so?
Wait, 100,000?
100,000 people?
Bro, 100,000 people is crazy.
I know it is. Well, all right, so Woodstock was 300,000, right? When X did it. Well, X and it, a whole bunch of different artists. But it was because it was a bunch of different artists together. I don't know. You don't think he could do 100,000?
I mean,
what's the most he's ever done in a stadium?
Probably like 20,000.
And by the way, he just beat Kendrick's record for the most sold, right? Like the highest grossing tour.
Yeah.
Because it was Kendrick first.
34,000.
Is the most Drake's ever done?
Yeah.
Damn, maybe you're right. All right. Well, so, all right. What was the name of the place? What's 100,000? Say it again for me just so I can like collect it. What was
the big house.
Okay.
In Michigan.
That's in Michigan.
That's 100,000 seater. Biggest concert attendance. This is Michael Jackson.
Oh, God. What is it? Like a million?
Listen to this.
Okay.
This is what you guys got to understand who Michael Jackson was.
Which I agree, by the way.
Okay. Michael Jackson, this is over five nights.
Okay.
Entertained over 600,000 people.
That's crazy.
In five nights.
That's crazy.
At Estadio Azteca in Mexico in 1993.
And he probably had people from fucking buttfuck fucking Nebraska there.
Bro.
That's what's crazy about him. If Mike was in Mexico, you were going to Mexico if you were a Mike fan.
Yeah, and guess how many people he performed in front of on the Dangerous Tour?
How many?
In Bucharest, Romania, October 1st, 1992. 170,000 fucking people, son.
You don't think Drake could pull 100K?
I think it would be hard.
Well, it usually has to be. All right, so I didn't know that the big house was 100. It seats 100,000 people?
Yeah, bro.
Or is it seating or is it just a
bowl. Land? It's a bowl. It's like it's like bleachers.
That's crazy, bro.
Big house capacity. 107,000 could fit in the big house.
Damn, dude.
And that shit is sold out every Saturday.
For like football. Right. Which is way different. Is Drake bigger than football?
Fuck no. Like honestly, bro, like AT&T Stadium's 80,000.
Okay.
That's for the Cowboys.
Right.
I don't know if Drake could do 80,000. Bro, 80,000 ticket sales is retarded.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he did the Garden. The Garden's like 18,000.
Yeah.
He just did Sunrise, Florida. Like, these are arenas, but like when you start talking about stadiums, bro, like,
yeah,
that's Beyonce shit.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Like, Beyonce has probably performed for 80,000.
Right.
Beyonce, largest attendance. Okay.
What's hers?
How many, let's see.
If anyone's going to...
That's what I'm saying.
If anyone's going to shock you, it's going to be Beyonce.
75,000 for the Formation Tour.
That was the most?
Yeah.
She sat? But God damn, that's a lot of people, man. Yeah. But she goes all the way across. But Drake goes... I mean, Drake is like... when I try to think about it, like, Drake's like, you know, he's, as far as pop artists go, like, he's like Adele status, bro.
Yeah,
he's more than Adele.
Yeah, bro. Listen, like, he's selling out arenas and shit. Like, look, arena.
He would have to, I would say, honestly, I think if you build it up, he could get a lot of people to go.
It would have to be out, like
a few month build up.
It would have to be like a festival.
Yeah, or he has to promise so much stuff.
It's like, yo, Lil Wayne, J. Cole, like ASAP's coming. Yeah. Maybe you can get 100,000. Yeah. Bro, 100,000 people is 100,000 people.
Yeah, it's so many people, man.
You know what I mean?
It is. No, I agree.
You know, that's why it's like, yeah, like Mike's untouchable, bro. Mike performed for, dude, 500,000 people in 5 days.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to Chicago. There's going to be 250 people there.
Yeah.
Now imagine that even, by 100,000.
Yeah, it's so wild. Even 50 people in a room is crazy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
I mean, it depends on the size of the room.
Anyone that buys a ticket with my name on it's a blessing. That's just how I look at it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, but like imagine 100,000 people.
Any support you get, yeah.
That's crazy. I think with that, we could wrap it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Mike, where can they find you on the internet, my brother?
Michael_LoPriori and LoPriori Mike on Twitter.
All right. Michael_LoPriori on Twitch. You could find me. Anything you need to know about me, go to my new website, DannyLoPriori.sucks.
It's great.
Yeah. I love it. We got merch on there. We got merch coming, which is going to be a lot of fun. There's a Pedo Like Why shirt that's coming out.
Hell yes.
There's a With Permission shirt that's coming out. And then there's another shirt along the lines of Still Fat that's coming out. But keep an eye out for that merch. I have my tour merch. I wish I was doing stadiums.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
I have my,
both our lives would be very different.
Very different. We'll get there, brother. I agree. We'll get there, brother. But yeah, go to DannyLoPriori.sucks, everywhere. Go get Casey's wine too. Go to Casey Frey, Casey Fry, on Instagram, CaseyFrey. You guys know who Casey is. Go get some of that wine, and we will see you guys next week. And if you're coming to Chicago, I will see you in Chicago.
Deuces, y'all.
Oh, wait, I didn't play the song.
Do it. Let's do it for the people.
Yeah, they like this song, right?
Ferret, yes. Give them the ferret. Dun, 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 dun. Shout out to everybody watching the show.
Yeah.
Holding your boys down still.
For real.
We love y'all. Let us know your favorite beat and your favorite white song in the YouTube comments.
And
thanks, guys, for watching us and holding it down and listening. Yeah. Shout out to the listeners and the watchers.
You guys are the best.
I
love you guys.
Love you, dudes. Peace out.